the defense forces of Ukraine have liberated more than 300 settlements in Kharkiv region in a week. The operation to liberate Kharkiv region lasted several days and was planned for several days. Since 6 September, 3,800 square kilometers have been liberated, more than 300 settlements, Deputy Minister of Defense of Ukraine Hanna Malyar said during the nationwide telethon. She added that about 150,000 Ukrainians were freed from the Russian occupation, in which our people had been actually held hostage. The resilience and spirit of Ukrainians are impressive because the Russians deprived them of communication. In fact, no one had the opportunity to find out what was happening in the Ukraine-controlled part. They were told that there was no Ukraine, that there was already another president in Ukraine, that Ukraine would not come for them. But everyone we talked to today waited patiently, believed that the armed forces would come and liberate them, the deputy minister emphasized. She also clarified that the operation was ongoing, everything was planned until the complete liberation of Kharkiv region. At the same time, Defense Minister Alexei Reznikov stated that the counteroffensive of the armed forces in the Kherson region was progressing more slowly than in Kharkiv region, as the Kherson region is an agricultural region with irrigation canals. According to the minister, the Russian military may use irrigation canals as defensive trenches. He also added that there was information that Russia had sent so-called Kadyrov soldiers to Kherson region, whose task is to prevent Russian troops from leaving their positions. Bohdan Marushiak,